degrees. Well, unfortunately, things not cooling down as far as the coronavirus goes, particularly in the greater Sydney area, in lockdown for another 4 weeks, and a lot of people and a lot of businesses doing it tough, hence the necessity for increased financial support. And outlining what the federal government is providing as of next Monday, joining us now is Stuart Roberts. Stuart is the Federal Minister for Employment, Workforce Skills, Small and Family Businesses, and he joins us now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all?
We're well, thank you. Now, first up, Minister, I must ask you, being a Queenslander, you must be just elated with how the Queenslanders are going at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah, amazing day yesterday. I think it was the, like, equal best day in our nation's history at Olympics, or close to it. Quite extraordinary. And wonderful to see a great flicker of hope, especially for New South Wales, which is doing it pretty hard.
We're doing it very hard. Can you just outline, well, first of all, let's stress the fact that, you know, the financial support is just not for people in the lockdown areas, but for the whole of New South Wales, Minister.
That's it, because this is now going on, and it's for no fault of the great people of New South Wales, but we're all going to step in. And we've done that. The Prime Minister has announced yesterday that New South Wales and the Commonwealth will step in 50-50 in terms of business payments, with payroll support now up to companies of $250 million turnover, so payroll support up to $100,000. And importantly for individuals, for the mums and dads, the workers out there who've had to step down, we've increased the payment from, if you've lost between 8 and 20 hours, up to $450, and over 20 hours increased through to $750, and importantly, there's a whole bunch of Australians who are either of pension age or on some sort of primary support payment that were working and they've lost over 8 hours or over 20 hours. We're also stepping in with support to assist them for the hours they've lost.
And how do people go about accessing this support if they haven't already done so, Minister?
Services Australia is the primary conduit for this support, has been for the entire pandemic. So my.gov.au, MyGov, which is the biggest authenticated platform in Australia, MyGov, log in there and you'll be able to access the payment. And in most cases, you'll be paid literally within an hour. It's quite an extraordinary system.
It's important to stress this is not JobKeeper, but I believe it's quite similar to JobKeeper. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Highly targeted, of course. JobKeeper was a nationwide response. And we didn't know a lot in the early days of the pandemic last year, and it was about literally putting the entire economy into a nice big sleep to try and move through COVID. We now know a lot more, so we've now got highly targeted payments for those businesses or those Australians impacted. So very similar support levels, but just more targeted.
And is there any asset test before accessing this support, Minister?
Not for the individuals. There's no asset test at all. So if as a New South Wales, I guess you call that like a Queenslander, a New South Waleser, if you've lost those hours, just straight under Services New South Wales and access those payment structures Services Australia through MyGov for the COVID disaster payments. And of course, the JobSaver program that we're going 50-50 with the state of New South Wales. That's all access through Services in New South Wales.
It's good to see people on benefits are no longer excluded, but will it affect the support payments that they were already receiving?
No, it won't. So it's designed to assist those in New South Wales who are getting some support payment, either through the pension or through JobSeeker, but are still working. In fact, there's 165,000 Australians in New South Wales who are in that circumstance. So that they're busting their guts to get some hours up to supplement their pension or to get off job seeker payment. And we want to back them in. We want to say, you know what, we're really proud that you're actually getting out there and doing all that you can. And you've lost it and it's no fault of your own.
Right.
And we want to back you in. That's the key message.
Okay. And look, I think a lot of people have been using up annual leave, but it's not necessary to do that before accessing these payments.
No, it's not. No, people can, if you've lost the hours, those support payments are there because this is not your fault. This is, if you're sitting there doing shifts down at Bunnings or wherever it may be and you aren't able to do that anymore, it's got nothing to do with you. The state has imposed this for the greater good and therefore we're going to step in and help people out.
It's a quarter past seven on 2HD. Our guest, Stuart Robert, the Federal Minister for Employment. We're talking about the financial package, which the state and federal governments are going 50-50 on, which can be accessed as of next Monday. Look, there's been a lot of criticism about the lockdown in Sydney, some suggesting it's a bit of a Clayton's lockdown. Daniel Andrews, the Victorian Premier, has said what we need around Sydney is a ring of steel. Don't let anybody out or in. Would you agree with that, that perhaps that's what's needed, a fair dinkum lockdown and a so-called ring of steel around Sydney?
It is a difficult decision that leaders have to make because they affect enormous livelihoods. New South Wales as a state is a third of the national economy. It's a pretty serious economy and a third of the entire country in terms of activity. But of course, we're dealing with a Delta strain of the virus, which we haven't really dealt before. So perhaps past practices when we dealt with the original strain, the Wuhan strain, if you like, may not be appropriate. But we'll leave those decisions to the medical advice that the Premier is getting and what the Premier is doing. The key thing is we're here, this is what we're dealing with, and we need to support Australians.
Our Prime Minister said yesterday that lockdowns are set to be a thing of the past, with our nation on track to basically have a higher percentage of the population vaccinated by Christmas. Would you say that's an accurate assessment?
Absolutely, and amen to that. Yesterday, 196,000 Australians vaccinated is a record day, well over now a million a week, which is superb. So come the end of the year, we're going to be in some very high numbers as a nation in terms of vaccinations. And this is the four-stage process the Prime Minister has been speaking about. We want to be moving into that second stage of suppression where lockdowns are hopefully a thing of the past so we can actually better manage what we're doing in the economy. The key message is vaccines work. They work. And I encourage all Australians, seek the best advice. Go forth and put your arm out.
Look, yes, put your arm out and take it on board. So, are you fully vaccinated now, Minister?
I had AstraZeneca when it became available because I turned 50. So, I think the second AstraZeneca shot's in early August, which might be next week or the week after, something
right.
like that.
Yeah, good.
Fantastic.
Yep, I'm getting my second jab, AstraZeneca, at the end of the month. Look, thank you very much for your time this morning, and obviously proud to be a Queenslander with all those medals your state's winning over in Tokyo.
Yeah, it's pretty good, and of course, Brisbane having won the right for the Olympic Games in 2032, which is something we can all celebrate as a nation, which is pretty special. So hope in Tokyo, and remember Tokyo had 3,000 cases yesterday while
yes.
Queensland roared through. But it just goes to show that we all get our arms out, we can manage this through, as well as do amazing things in the pool and on the water.
Hear, hear. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Minister.
Bless you all and go well in New South Wales.
Thank you. Stuart Robert, who's the Federal Minister for Employment, Workforce, Skills, Small and Family Businesses. A bit of a mouthful, that.
It is. Do you know what it's costing? $140 million a day, Richard. It's costing our economy. It's crazy, isn't it? At least this is some extra financial support, though, which is much needed.
Available as of Monday.
Week.